Do you know what? I have never eaten a hot dog. Never in my life. Have you? They have hot dog stands all around Vienna, where I live. Here they are called Würstel stands, and they sell all kinds of sausages, as well as drinks, French fries, and even chewing gum. The sausages have names like Blutwurst, Bratwurst, or Frankfurter, but I rarely see any of them advertised as hot dogs. I wasn't alive back in 1902 when an American cartoonist called Ted Dorgan needed to draw a picture of a Frankfurter for a sign that he was asked to make. I guess he was a creative guy because he added a tail, legs, and a head to his sketch so that it looked like a dog. You see, at that time in history, the long, skinny snacks that people liked to buy at baseball games were actually called dachshund sausages. Apparently, Ted was a really good artist, but a really rotten speller. So he tried to figure out how to spell the word dachshund for quite a while.
D-A-K-D-A-C-H.
Then he realized that this was taking far too long, and he also remembered that he had to hurry up and finish his sign. So he ditched the word dachshund, and he found the shortest, easiest words that he could spell correctly. And that was the first time that someone called a hot dog a hot dog. True story. Can you spell dachshund, by the way? These cute little dogs originated in Germany. And so Austria is full of them, being one of Germany's nearest neighbours. We call them Dackels here in Vienna. And if we are feeling a very Viennese, we call them Wiener dogs. If you ever find yourself in a quiet place and hear a sound like this, you are most likely being followed by one. My advice to you is keep looking straight ahead. Don't look down. Never look down. Otherwise, you will want to pick up this tiny little thing and bring it home with you. Now, don't say I didn't warn you. If you're tricked into taking the dackle home, please be aware that you will never be able to sit in an armchair ever again, because it will immediately lay claim to all of them. And when it looks at you with those big, beautiful, dark eyes, you won't even argue. Instead, You will spend hours congratulating yourself on finding the best dog of any breed. The dog that can dig the best, run the best, play fetch the best, hide under a pillow the best. There's only one thing this dog cannot do very well, and that's dance. Ask me why these dogs make terrible dance partners. It's because they have two left feet. Dogs of any kind are welcomed in this city. I see them when I travel on trains, on trams, and on buses, although they do have to wear a muzzle when they travel. They even need their own ticket when they use public transportation. But be careful. If your dog does not wish to buy a train ticket, or if your dog would like to purchase a ticket but has forgotten his wallet, then you can receive a hefty fine. Actually, this punishment arrives in the mail, in the form of a bill. The envelope is even addressed to the dog. So you probably need to get your dog's permission before you open his mail. That's being polite. Vienna is full of glorious green spaces where a dog can run and play. Afterwards, you and your dog can enjoy a fancy dinner at one of the city's best restaurants, including the dining room at the famous Soccer Hotel, right across the street from the Opera House. Allowed to attend the opera with their owners, but bring dog snacks. Operas are often 4 hours long. I've been to the opera many times, but I've never brought my dog with me. Oh, yes, did I mention that I have a dackle myself? Oh, yes. Yes, I do. Funny how we ended up together. I was just walking along the Ringstrasse one evening, and I heard the strangest sound behind me. Just like that. And I turned around and I looked down. And you know what? I've never been able to sit in my armchair ever since. Thank you so much to Joshua David Yardy, who produced this podcast and composed the music. You can find out more about Joshua at yardy.composer@gmail.com. Shh, Josh! I want to tell everybody that my name is Susan Shea, and you can learn a lot more about the city of Vienna, about how children learn. You can check out some fun family travel ideas, and you can celebrate this wonderful world at phoneticplanet.org.